Last days of summer. The summer in three words: play, rest, celebrate. This is a lifetime achievement, one I may have mastered in the summer of 2022. Play. After one dedicated summer of playing tennis in my youth, I have held on to the idea that tennis would be a part of my life, you know, like my go-to hobby. Only it remained a fantasy for nearly 40 years, that is, until Uncle Rick, likely who got tired of me talking about it in one-day terms and dusted off that dream for me by gifting me a tennis racket for my 51st birthday. We would play tennis on the West Tisbury courts of Martha's Vineyard all summer of 2021. Joy. From the moment I put on my tennis fit until we walked off the court reliving the lessons of tennis, both for practical use in the game and to guide our lives, I was fully present in every breath. Our two favorite lessons? In life, as in tennis, don't play with mangy balls. If you don't know where the balls have been, don't touch them, don't pick them up, don't consider them. Field note, tennis may have also helped me write some quippy lines for my next series exploring the antics of adventurous women and men. But back to play. Playing tennis with Uncle Rick more than once, more than twice, but around five or six times was just pure fun. I was reunited with an idea of myself of how to live my life that I actually got to try on for size. I liked how tennis fit into my life, but as I headed back to California and back to our busy lives, I wondered where in the world I would find any time to play more tennis and add more joy to my life. I shared this with my trainer, Louise Hazel, and thank God she's the woman of action because she didn't allow me to settle into my woulda, coulda, shoulda story. Instead, she called her friend and amazing tennis coach, Wakwezi Williams, and booked us a Saturday 7:30 a.m. session. Because I was still buzzing off the excitement of finally playing tennis in Martha's Vineyard, I thought, okay, I could do one session at 7:30 a.m. I figured at best, if I like him, I'll find another time to train with him. Turns out that was the only time our schedules would align. 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday, my only day to sleep in, was now dedicated to playing tennis, and that requires a 6:15 alarm with only one snooze to spare, to be out of the door by 7 a.m. to make it in time for 7:30? Oh, Lord. You have to understand that my whole life is about how much sleep I can get. I used to have fears about being a mother because I didn't think I would be able to wake up. When I was pledging Delta Sigma Theta, I lost so much weight because after my Northwestern study and the required activities to join the beloved sorority of Theta Alpha of Delta Sigma Theta, with the little time I had to myself, I always chose sleep over eating. In fact, my nickname is Sleep and Eat. Notice that sleep goes first. In fact, I've been known to say that sleep is delicious. It's that important, and I crave any opportunity to headlock some REM sleep. But there I was, every Saturday that I was in town since summer of 2021, playing tennis. Just when I thought I couldn't add anything more to my life, pursuing the dreams of my heart, and in this case, tennis, I unlocked time. I unlocked peace. I unlocked another level of alignment. Through the act of play, where there is no agenda but to improve in the act of joy, I have found sovereignty. Play has allowed me to grow closer to myself, closer to the little girl Marl that I have made wait on me until I dealt with all the woulda, coulda, shouldas in my life. But in that headspace of play, I found that ideas of the things I was working on during the week flowed. I'm talking about writing, empire building, mom's to-do lists, etc. After tennis, it was 8:30 a.m. and I had the whole day ahead of me. Instead of rushing back home, I allowed the energy to linger and incorporated a routine around getting my favorite matcha and finding a scenic view to allow me to catch some of the ideas that I had while being in the moment of play. Treasures I would take back to the office on Monday and impress my team, ideas of outings that would connect me closer to Salim, and remembering that thing to do for our sons that made them say, "Thank you, Mom," which is always music to my ears. All that dedication also readied me for the summer of 2022, where I had the confidence to book courts and plan meetups with other friends who played tennis and were spending the summer on island. I played about 12 times this summer, and like in LA, I created a ritual in Martha's Vineyard of driving across the island to get my favorite matcha tea. And take a moment to capture the many ideas pouring out of me and into my journal. It was also during these peaceful drives, with a smile on my face and the wind blowing through my hair, that I volunteered to be a missionary to spread the gospel of play, especially to Black women who often put so much ahead of our heart's desires, like our hair, other people and their needs, fears or excuses, our to-do lists, and our sleep. The pure act of being focused on something you want to do for no other reason than it makes you happy is a revolution that I want to lead. It's a key ingredient to how to live a creative life with a full heart, my personal mission. The benefits of learning to live in the moment, the confidence gained from being consistent, and by proxy improving your game is like no other. But it's the attitude adjustment that allows for synergy and peace with loved ones and my relationship with myself in this lifetime that blows my mind. Which brings me to rest. I'm talking rest as in stillness, not to be confused with sleep. We covered that. Y'all know how much I like it. But speaking of sleep, let's face it, in this current culture, anything over 6 hours feels like an indulgence. A sleep-in until late morning feels like early Christmas, but to sit in the middle of the day to enjoy nothingness, that's another revolution that NAP Ministry is leading, and I am a devoted disciple. To enjoy just sitting in your favorite chair watching the sunlight dapple across the room is a peace that can make you feel guilty for doing what we all need to do more of, and it is to rest. To stop thinking, to be present with ease, to be present with comfort, to allow our minds to stop, to allow our bodies to stop working in overdrive. I was crawling to my family summer vacation in the vineyard that began August 1st. And from the moment I hit the island, I dropped my bags and rested. Summer of 2022, I actually did nothing. Most vacations, quote unquote, are always mixed with a little work. But for 2 weeks, I actually stopped and allowed myself to not think. It was a luxury beyond. Literally, the first day of vacation, I ate a whole edible. I had some champagne, and needless to say, I had some good sex, and y'all, I slept for a week. Waking only to eat, go for a walk, and tire myself out to nap again. When the office called for a quick question, I had no answers. Here's the beauty. In that rest, more ideas came. The ideas from rest and play flooded me. Not like a terrible storm, but a needed rain that fills up the lake to go swimming. The creative ideas for the projects I was developing for my deal at Netflix, which I was taking a break from, just showed up and laid beside me. Answers to other personal questions and endeavors were answered effortlessly. It no longer bounced back and forth in the overthink tiebreak of my mind. So when I returned to work while working remotely, I got so much done in the focus hours allotted that I still managed beach time and social time. And I moved my firstborn into college without stressing out. Y'all, that's because of rest. I'm telling you, as a recovering, never rest person who always thought I needed to be busy or look busy to prove to myself that I am doing my best, rest is the superhighway to clarity, time management, and progress. Never resting is really just driving ourselves into the ground. Play and rest have restored me and put me in better alignment with my work, family, and personal goals. My ability to hear my true voice in these moments and recognize they are me has come from the practice and immersion of play and rest. In that state, you can tell the real you from the ego you. You also have the energy to put your focus on the things you truly want versus what you think you need. Please check out the NAP Ministry, who has dedicated real wisdom and research around the necessity of rest, especially for Black folks. The first week was rest. The second week was play. The whole month, y'all, was celebration. Every moment is a gift, and I have vowed to toast more life, especially at a time of so much death. Celebrating the life you manifest is an opportunity to dance with God. So glasses up for this year. we successfully moved our firstborn into his dream college, and we managed to get the cover story in Elle Decor's September issue. Even the reunions with friends to tell them that we love them and why they inspire us, like the day me and Michelle Trotter sat on the beach with our good friends Michelle G and Toy and Love to tell them about our dear friend Melba Farquhar and how she is the woman who has inspired me so much for the dreams of my life. On the beach of play and rest, I realize I've been chasing Melba. She is a Black woman I saw living a life of joy, beauty, design, art, pleasure, dinner parties, support, home, rest, play, and love. So instead of just talking about her, we had a brunch to honor her and tell her what we thought about her. We cracked open several bottles of champagne and ate pastries and turkey bacon and zucchini bread from our favorite spot on the island, Morning Glory Farm. The kids took turns riding the ATV like it was a ride at Disneyland, and our energy attracted our new neighbors to join the party, thus expanding the joy and genuine connection. At the end of August, I left that island feeling fulfilled, inspired, and dedicated to learning how to bring play, rest, and celebration into my life of work, hustle, and busy. Raising that antenna attracts all that you need. It's like God gives you treats to sustain your life so that you can continue to play and follow your heart's desire. Heart's desire is where we commune with God, and God likes to keep us close so he or she can talk to us and guide us. The other bonus is while we're just celebrating and taking time out with friends, we thread another opportunity to experience trust. And I believe and have experienced that when we surrender to genuine connection with others in the moment, someone will say something and introduce an idea that answers the questions of your heart or of your work, and suddenly time has been added back to your cup. Each relationship or occurrence has the ability to teach us something. The best understanding I've found is in reflection, the chance for our third eye to play back the moments of life we were truly engaged in for our deeper understanding. My summers have been the balance to a lot of my driven life. They are deep immersion exercises to train me for a lifestyle I want to master, a life that has no distinction between work and play, a life that includes relentless joy and rest and celebration. Whether it's finally making that bookmarked recipe, taking a walk or a run, reading for pleasure, writing whimsical essays, doing a puzzle, being a present parent, or enjoying edible sex, that's another essay for another time. Making some room in life for these things makes the writing I do for work be linked to flow. And flow is an abundant source of power accessed through ease and promises brilliance. Why? Because God resides in the flow of life. I figured out something in the summer of 2022. The intentional act of play, rest, and celebration are tuning keys in our life to the song we want to play.